We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say,
welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance.
All right, folks, welcome to another show of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me, your host, Justin Hermes. If you have questions throughout the show, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. The title of today's show is Are Buy-Downs Worth It, right? We live in a world now where, you know, we didn't have this. Year, two, 3 years ago, people were so happy with their interest rate, they never thought about buy-downs, right? And what's the difference between discount points and a 2-1 buy-down? This is stuff we're going to talk about on the meat of the show. Then we're going to talk with Austin Darby about how you can save on your insurance, folks. It's so important. I was talking with a client the other day. Every bit of cash flow matters right now because of inflation, because of higher insurance rates, because of higher taxes, because of higher HOAs, right? You know, the cost to cut lawn, the cost for snow removal, gas goes up. You know, these are all things that then have an effect on the HOA dues that we are seeing increase. We talked the good. This is good for all you investors. You got rental properties. Here is some exciting news. When we look at households above 150,000, right? Between 2016 and 2021, those who rented, it went up 87%, right? So that's a good chunk of change. A household that's making $150,000 or more, right? Between 2016 and 2021, we saw an increase of 87%, equaling much more renters, folks. Much more renters. And we have 44 million households who rent in the United States. And in El Paso County, we're looking at 48% are renters. And as you read all these stats and you look at interest rates and you look at household debt, becoming a homeowner is that much more difficult, which is great for you, the real estate investor, right? We are not going to have an issue with having people to rent your properties down the road. Will it slow maybe a little bit? Sure. Ebb and flows. But long term, we are going to have great demand for rental properties. The bad is, you look at what they're doing at the national level. They're looking at taxes and how they can get more out of you. They're looking at unrealized capital gains up to 39%, folks. That means you make money on a stock, you pay that tax of 39%. It doesn't matter if you sold. It's unrealized capital gains up to 39%. They are after your pensions. They are after your 401ks. We're going to talk about that next week. The attack on the 401k and the pensions and the stock market. It's coming, right? Make sure you stick around as we talk about buy downs, discount points. And if you have questions over the commercial break, call me. 719-232-1063. We'll be right back here after a few messages.
I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance.
One day I was on the ground when I needed a hand, then it couldn't be found. I was so far down that I couldn't get up, you know, and one day.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, we're back into it. If you're tuning into the podcast, too, you don't get a chance to hear those commercials, and that's who makes the show possible. It's Arrow Moving and Storage, it's Pioneer Construction, it's Main Street Insurance, it's House Check. That's how we do the show every week. Unified Title, those are the sponsors who take care of this mic time to make sure we get you more knowledge when it comes to real estate. So today's interest rate sitting around 7%, right? And you look at that over last year when they were sitting around 4, boy, oh boy, that is a big change, right? So now we get a lot of people who start talking about getting discount points and 2-1 buy downs. And, you know, and you just have to do the math, folks. They're not bad. It's just you have to know how long you're going to hold a property. And the thing you want to stay away from, which just kills me, is people who get into these ARMs, these adjustable rates, and they're going, okay, you know, well, we can get this teaser rate and we can afford the house now. And the lender says rates are going to drop in 2 years and we'll just refinance. That's not the game we play. We buy deals when the money works at the closing table. We buy them right. We don't speculate. Same thing with rates. You buy it right. The cash flow works. You don't speculate. And that is the problem we're running into, is people are going, well, I'm just going to refinance in 2 years. That's what? Look at the last time we had this rampant inflation. Look at this late 70s into the 80s. Rates went to 18%. And there's all these theories of, oh, well, the Federal Reserve, second half of the year, they're going to start lowering rates. And I think that's a very dangerous position to be in. I'll just say that. And I talked to somebody the other day. They said the recession's already behind us. You know, we're on the other side of it now. And I kind of have to shake my head a little bit and go, you know, I don't know about that. Are we starting to get some good real estate deals that make some good sense? Yes, for sure. But if you're buying them with an interest rate where it doesn't make sense and you're going, well, the numbers don't work now, the cash flow doesn't work, but I'm going to refinance in 2 years and then it will work. No, do not do that. Now, if you're going to go, hey, the numbers work, I wish they were a little bit better, but they work. And in 2 years, hey, if we can refi and cash flow improves, great, icing on the cake. That's the position we want to be in. And people just stretch. I mean, I was in Cadillac the other day and I couldn't believe the salesman goes, yeah, people are just buying cars like crazy. Even at the increased interest rate, they don't care. They just make it work. They want a new car. They make it work. They make it work. And that's the way housing is too. They make it work. Stretch them, stretch them, stretch them up. Let's get them into an ARM. Let's make it work. And you have to be so careful. So we talk about 2-1 buy downs, which are the most popular right now. People, that's what everyone's talking about. Lenders and real estate agents. Oh, just do a 2-1 buy down. And so what does that look like? Well, you have the interest rate that sits at 7% on a conventional loan right now. And you go, well, we're going to ask the seller for 15 grand, right? So you take 15,000, they call it 2-1 buy down. So it's over 2 years. And you take 15,000 and divide that out by 24 months. That's 625. Okay. 625 a month. And you look at a purchase, let's just say on a $500,000 home. And that's about a quarter of a point to half a point difference in payment, right? So it all sounds great up front. You're going, hey, I'm going to be paying $625 less. And really all it is the seller's putting that 15 grand into an escrow account for you. And they're ripping off $625 a month for those 24 months. And then when it's over, guess what happens? You go to the actual rate and your payment goes up $625. Right? On top of it, you get people, I've had to turn people down this year, one to buy investment properties because they're going to use a HELOC. So you add in here the six, this is how you get in trouble, folks. You add the 625. Now you're going, well, I'm getting this teaser rate at Security Service for 5% and we're going to borrow 70 grand to make it work and our payment's only going to be 600. So we add another 600 to that and they're going, okay, we're at 1,225. We can totally make it work. We're going to be a little tight though. We're going to be a little tight. Well, what happens next year? Prime plus one at Security Service. People don't understand these HELOCs. They adjust every year and it's not, oh, it can only adjust 1%. No, the ceiling on it's 18%. So all of a sudden they go, yeah, sorry, 9.5% now on that HELOC payment. You're going, oh boy, now we add another 600 for that adjustment. Wow, and we're talking $1,825 more. That adjustment just happened over 2 years from the buy down disappearing. Right? And then all of a sudden, okay, now the HELOC rate adjusts and now you're up the creek. Now you're in trouble. You're going, uh-oh, I think I got an issue here. This is not going to work. And that's how you leverage too far. There's proper leverage, and that's what we talk about on the show all the time. So if you want to talk about the 2-1 buy down and how it works a little more in depth, specifically to you, call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. You can text as well. But hear this, the 2-1 buy down is sketchy. Because all it is setting aside money in an escrow account that is artificially lowering your payment. The 2 years are up, it goes higher. And then all the lenders go, well, don't worry, but in 2 years, the rates will be lower and you'll just refinance. Sounds great. Until they're not, folks. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, right? It's not all bad because now we get into discount points. And this is where it's smart. And you just have to do the math. This is where it becomes a smart move. So we forget about 2-1 buy downs, chuck them in the trash, and you go talk with Churchill and you say, hey, we need to talk about buying down the rate. I'm getting a 7% interest rate, right, on a 30-year conventional loan. And how do I get that down? Maybe I want to get it down a quarter of a point. Maybe I want to get it to 6.75, right? Okay, the loan amount is $400,000. So 1% is what you're looking at of the loan amount to buy down a point. So we take $400,000. It's going to cost you $4,000 for that rate buy down. And it's usually around a quarter of a point. So you go from 7% to 6.75. At 7%, principal interest, we're not including taxes and insurance here, is $2,661. But when you spend the $4,000, it goes to 6.75 and turns into $2,594. What's that difference? $67 a month. Take that times 12, $804 a year. You have to stay in the house at least 5 years for it to make sense, right? Literally, sense. We're talking money. So 5 years, after 5 years, you start making money. You're like, wow, well, now the rate buy down makes sense. Now I'm $804 ahead on year one. I'm whatever, $1,600 some change ahead on year two, right? And now it starts to add up. And if you're part of our tribe and we teach you 15, 20-year holds, buy the points down. I've done them all the time. Buy the points down. It's a no-brainer. You're going to hold the property longer than 5 years. And the rate stays fixed. It's not a teaser rate. It's not an ARM. It's not a 2-1 buy down. It's the conservative approach. It's a tax write-off. When you buy down points, it's a tax write-off. So that $8,000, say you're in the 25% tax bracket, it's like $5,500 in actuality. We can crunch the math on that. Now you're in the house only 4 years before you're starting to get ahead on that buy down. Right? The negative is, yes, if rates do drop and you end up refinancing, you lose the money on the points you spent on the buy down. But you have to remember the cost to refinance is added in there as well. So say you want to buy 2 points. You want to get to 6.5. That's $8,000 on a $400,000 loan. Not purchase price, folks, a $400,000 loan. So you go from 7 to 6.5. So the payment was $2,661. It now goes to $2,528. That's $133. A month, and you take that times 12, that's $1,596. So it takes you, what, about 5 years again for this to make sense. These buy downs, you know, it's roughly around 5 to 6 years for it to be a net positive for you, right? So buy downs are great. Tax write-off, fixed rate, you're going to hold it for 15 years. Boy, you're ahead. And you may say, well, Justin, we're going to buy it down to 6.5, but rates will probably become lower, and not always. You could have rates that are at 8% for the next 7 to 8 years, or they maybe get down in, you know, 6 years to 6%. Well, that half a point isn't even worth refinancing. That's another conversation. Is it worth refinancing to get the better rate? Is it worth trying to get your FHA mortgage insurance off? It's all math, and you have to line it up right. I get it. If you're a primary residence, there's some math involved too, but you're living there. It's emotional. But when we're buying investment properties, they better sure darn line up when we crunch the numbers. They better make sense, right? Call me if you have questions, 719-232-1063. I kept it nice and simple. Stay away from the 2-1 buy downs. Stay away from the ARMs. If it makes sense, you're going to stay in the property long term. You're going to hold it. Buy the discount points, right? But remember, if you're buying down the points and it's a primary, no tax write-off. Remember these things. Much different when you have a primary residence. A lot of this stuff does not apply, right? And I'm going to leave you with this before Austin joins us on the next segment. I gave you the bad, and that is the unrealized capital gains up to 39%. That's the talks of what they're going to do in DC. And so you're making money on your 401k. You're making money in the stock market. And that gain every year, you're going to pay 39% on if they get their way. You see, they have to start going after the middle class and the rich. And they have to start getting some of this money back in their pocket. How do they do that? Capital gains, right? So guess what's great about real estate? They're not going to tax you on your unrealized appreciation. Sure, you'll get taxed if you sell, but you're going to probably do a 1031 exchange. Ordinary income is the rental income, so you got no capital gains on that. And here's the beauty of it. Living it 2 out of 5 years, tax-free up to $500,000 if you're married, $250,000 if you're single, and you can refinance freaking real estate, and it's tax-free. Tax-free on a refinance. You can't pull money out of the stock market tax-free. I mean, this is why you have to have it in your portfolio, folks. There's so many things you can do with real estate that are just, they're phenomenal. So Austin's going to talk about insurance, saving some money, cash flow matters. Call me over the break, 232-1063. If you have questions, we'll be right back with Austin Darby, Main Street Insurance.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back in. You know, Austin and I, we took a trip together, and we had a lot of meaningful conversation, and a lot of the calls he's getting right now from a lot of you, the radio listeners, and new clients even, is people who are just sticker shocked by the increase they're seeing in the insurance.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Justin. It's very true. I mean, you've seen it with your properties, and everybody that I've been working with has been able to call me and get the rates back down. And that's something I always want to talk about with people is knowing that you have an agent with multiple companies. Whenever you have...
Yeah, how many?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, we have over 30 now. It's insane how many companies are going independent now. We just got Allstate, we have Nationwide, we have Liberty Mutual, we have Travelers, we have Progressive, Safeco. You can go down the line. So we can shop and shop and shop. And if I can't get you the best rates, I work with other brokers, with USAA and State Farm, and I can send you over to them if you want to see quotes from them as well. But it's just having access to someone with a cell phone number. Shoot them a text and say, hey man, three properties, all three of them went up by $500. What can we do to get this down? That's $1,500 across the year. How can you help me out? Yeah. But if you're just with one company, you got an 800 number, how do you do that? I mean,
yeah, it's tough. Austin, give your number real quick.
Yeah, it's 719-464-4705.
One more time.
719-464-4705. Always available. Call, text, whatever works best for you. You know, I know people are busy at work, so I tell them, go ahead and text me, and then I'll text you back and say, hey, yeah, give me a call whenever you have time. And, you know, we'll connect and really get to crunch numbers on stuff like this. But it's super simple. It's a call, it's a text, it's an email, and we can get stuff lined up by the end of the day. You'll see all the numbers from each company, and you can decide what's going to be best for you.
Yeah, and I did that. I had my fourplex that was at, like, I think it was like $2,200, and it went up to $2,900. Luckily, I looked at the bill, because sometimes you get moving so fast, you even forget to look. But luckily, I see the bill, and I go, holy smokes, that went up a significant amount. You know, if it's a couple $100s, I'm probably going to go, okay, not worth the time. But a significant amount like that, you know, I call Austin, we changed some things that he advised me on, and I think we stayed with the same company, but got it back down to pretty much where it was. And there you go, 600 times three properties is $1,800 a year. Definitely worth the phone call. And that's the thing you have to think about right now is, why are you not being proactive and doing research and getting knowledge when it comes to your cash flow? Is part of it is your insurance you're paying.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's the thing, too, is you have to trust us as the professionals to help guide you on that kind of thing. You know, looking at getting an umbrella with property values going up so much, looking at your premiums each year, how much your coverage is. Make sure you're not underinsured.
So let's say this, $400,000 single family house, and to rebuild it is $500,000, but someone's has it insured for only $400,000, right? It burns down. They get covered on the $400,000. Does the umbrella then kick in and pull the rest?
No, the umbrella is not going to kick in for property. The umbrella is just covering liability. Okay. So liability, when we say property values are going up, that's what you can get sued for. You know,
You
get in an accident, something happens, you look at your phone. I know nobody does that. Nobody looks at their phone while they're driving.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So, you know, you run into somebody, they got neck pain. Frank Azar calls you. You're going to be sued for what you have.
And they're going to go after one of your properties.
Exactly, at least. And that's
even if you have an LLC, folks, there's good attorneys who can get through that. I was up at a gentleman's house this last week, and he was all talking about LLCs, and I said, just get an umbrella. It's way more important than an LLC, and you only have one rental property. You probably don't need an LLC.
Yeah, and a million-dollar umbrella is less than $300 a year, less than $30 a month. And then you can sleep better at night, in my opinion.
And something happens, then, so I had that incorrect. If there's a fire or anything, that only falls under your normal policy, but it is then the umbrella is if somebody comes after you, sues you for something, or something that happened at the property, someone slips, falls, you know, then all of a sudden they sue you. You first have your main policy, then the umbrella covers?
Exactly, exactly. And we make sure you have at least $300,000 in liability coverage on the main policy, exactly. And then you'll have an additional $1 million on top of that.
Which is huge. Yeah. That just totally pads it. And it's a tax write-off.
Yep,
because it's an investment property.
It's a tax write-off. And that's the thing. You look at it, and people go, okay, well, I have $300,000 in liability. No one's going to come after me for more than that. Tell me that you have assets under $300,000. They're going to come after you for whatever you have.
Oh,
especially if you have a rental property, a personal residence.
Or you say your kiddo, who's in high school, 16, 17 years old, texting and driving, hit somebody. They're going to go after you as the parents.
Exactly. And anyone in your household is covered by that umbrella. So you're covering your children, your wife, your spouse in general. You're covering everyone in that household, and you're covering yourself with less
even
than
if you don't have rental properties. It's a thing to have.
No, 100%. It's like I said, for $30 a month, it's a no-brainer. It's not more than a phone call to go, hey, how much is this going to cost me to increase my liability on my auto policy, home policy, make sure everything's in check, and we're also going to get the umbrella.
And they're going to settle probably. You're not going to end up in court like you will if you only have $300,000. They're going to go, we want $1 million from you. They're going to have to go to court and go after that rather than they say, oh, we see you got an umbrella here too. Then all of a sudden they're just going to settle with the insurance company.
Exactly. They're going to take that amount and they're going to come to a much quicker
conclusion. Stress, less time in your life. If, we talk about these things happening and no one thinks they will until they do. And then all of a sudden your whole retirement, your whole buckets of real estate is gone because you tried to save $300 a year.
Exactly. And that's what people got to realize. You know, everybody's like, oh, well, I want the cheapest. Well, sometimes cheap isn't the best. And we're going to help you save money because we're going to be cheaper because we're going to constantly be looking at who's the best rate, but have the right coverage, not just what's the cheapest no matter what. Then you have terrible coverage. And then something like this happens and you go, oh my gosh, how come I don't have coverage for this?
Might as well not have the insurance at some point when you're getting down to that bare bones minimum. But Austin was telling me, man, I have so many clients calling me and wanting to get requoted and do this digging. And, you know, it's hard work. It's not like you're signing up new clients and it's, you know, you're doing client retention, but you're getting it done for people and saying, hey, it's not the fun stuff. It's like property management isn't the fun stuff sometimes for me. We deal with a lot of crummy stuff, but it's like, got to do it.
Yeah, and I'm happy to do it because I'm happy to help the people because that's what I want people to do with me. I pay an accountant and I want him to take care of me and my money just like he would take care of his own. And that's what I want to do for you as your insurance agent.
Yeah.
I want to take care of you and make sure that you're taken care of properly. And once again, my phone number is 719-464-4705. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'd be so happy to help you just look and evaluate. It's never any sweat off my brow to look at your policies, look and see how much coverage you have. Because most of the time, that's what's happening right now is these increases are due to them increasing the property value because building materials are going up.
Yep.
And everything's going up with inflation. So that's the biggest reason for all these jumps, and every single company is doing it. I think we talked about it last time on here, but Colorado has the third highest rate increase in the United States this year in 2023.
Well, you know what was crazy? We're down in South Carolina together, and I was asking you about, I forget what state or how much insurance is, and you're like, oh yeah, it's like $500 in this state a year. And I'm like, what? It's like $1,800 here.
Yeah, it's insane. It's just because of all the natural disasters we have here. We have
wind. What was the state that it was like?
Arizona.
Arizona.
So I write Texas, Arizona.
And the car insurance was much cheaper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing. I think the biggest thing is down in Arizona, they don't put salt on the roads. They don't get windshield cracks all the time, right? They also don't have hail every year, multiple times a year. 100-mile-an-hour windstorms every single year, multiple times a year. They don't have as much fire damage, which makes no sense because they're down in the desert. But still, like we said, I insured a $350,000 home for about $500 for the year with a $1,000 flat deductible. That's just what you get in other states. You got to realize in Colorado that's not always the case. Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty incredible to see, you know, what we pay here, but you're always going to be having claims. I've never looked. That's not true. I've seen a few properties, but usually within every 5 years, everyone that owns a home has a claim within every 5 years.
Yeah, here in Colorado.
Here in Colorado, exactly. Yeah. But down in Arizona,
probably not that often.
Their house was built in 2007, same roof, everything's the same. So that's why they can afford to, you know, make the cuts and make a policy much cheaper.
Yeah, so a lot of things in there, folks, that you need to evaluate. You need to make sure you've got the right coverage. And Austin insures all my investment properties. He's helped a lot of you, the radio listeners. And it's a quick phone call. It's a text. It takes 2 to 5 minutes. And to save you, that could be $1,000.
Yeah, and it's getting easier and easier with technology every day. I can get you quotes. I mean, with 5 minutes or less of your time, like Justin said. It's
and not show you 35 different companies.
Exactly.
Yeah, instead of trying to go to one shop here, and get it all done. So that's the end of today's show. Once again, Austin's phone number.
719-464-4705. Let me do the work for you.
One more time.
464-4705.
There it is. I'll guarantee you Austin will beat your current coverage. You have your current premium, everything, and he'll beat it as far as service goes. Austin, thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Justin. It's been great.
All right, folks, the most important thing, using the gifts God is giving you, blessing somebody else, live with gratitude, and bring the joy in life. It's too easy to be negative right now. Bring the joy, and we'll be back here next Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.